Hello and welcome to episode number 154 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from La Follette, Tennessee. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs, and on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so please contact us through one of our outlets, and we'd be happy to help you figure out the best way for you to give to veterans and their families in any way that you can. Also, please give a listen to our other podcast, CV's 10 to Check Out. It's a music podcast produced by my brother Curtis and me. It comes out once a month, sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. Check it out right after you listen to this podcast and like, review, and subscribe. This week and today, we will be discussing 2022 Topps Heritage High Number. We've already done an episode on Topps Heritage, so I found some 2022 Topps Heritage High Number on sale for the low price of $17 at Walmart, and they're on sale bin, these High Number cards. It's a blaster box, so I don't know how much it was before. It's probably $24 or something, so actually a pretty good deal. You get like 17 or 72 cards that come in little packs here. You get to see it on the YouTube part of the podcast when we bust it open. I think it says 72 cards, yeah. But we won't open every pack. We'll open a few of the packs. So I was just looking through 2022 Topps Heritage. I'd read this before, I think, when we did Heritage before the... it was before the High Numbers came out, or maybe it was already out. I just ripped the just a couple packs of the Topps Heritage first series. But Topps Heritage is a 725 card set released in two series. The first 500 cards were released as part of the Heritage series on March 11th in 2022, I guess. And then the 225 card High Number series on December 7th, and that's the one that we are opening the High Numbers. So it'll be after the first 500, these will be cards number 501 to 725, I would say, in keeping with the brand's aesthetic. The design is based on the 1973 Topps set, so it looks just like those cards, but with today's players. Probably some superstars from the past as well. They always do that. Each hobby box will, as usual, yield a relic, an autograph, or an autographed relic. Distribution of hobby packs are 24 per box, 9 cards per pack, 12 boxes per case. And like I said, I have a blaster box here. When we open it, I'll tell you how many packs are in there. I'm not sure exactly till we open it. But I was just looking through the High Number part, and there's some, I put Chock Full of Rookies as our title, because I was looking through it, and it's like the High Number, they get all those rookies that maybe got to play at the end of the year, or ones that they think are going to be really good, or just to try to infuse those guys that are coming up from the minor leagues, and some of them are getting a little bit of a chance. They put those names in there for those 225 cards at the end. There are some guys maybe that are traded. I'm not sure how that works exactly, because there's some other guys that are just players that aren't rookies on there too. I'm not sure how that all works. But some of the special cards in this set, I was just looking through, like, I think the last 25, 701 to 25 to 725, they're actually short prints, call those SPs. And so if you get those, they're worth a little bit more. Depends on the player too. Obviously, if you get a star, it's worth more, or maybe a rookie that's hot right now. So some of these inserts, we have errors. There are 5 total error cards. I don't know what they are. It just says errors, 5 cards. Black Border Flip Stock Chrome, Chrome Refractor, Chrome Purple Refractor, Chrome Super Refractor. Remember Super Refractors from previous episodes? We've talked about those are one of one. So there's 100 different cards of different players, but they're one of one. You can only get one of those Super Refractors. So that's an awesome pull always. There's 1973 Major League Baseball All-Star Game highlights. That's pretty cool from back then. 1973 Topps Candy Lids. They have 73 Topps Comics. They have 73 Topps Venezuela Stamps. Cool. There's Relics. All types of cut signatures. Those, I think those are one of one. I guess there's not a lot of those. There's only 10 different players with those cut signatures. It says 1973. So I don't know if they're from guys from 73 or what. We'll see if we figure that out or if we get one. Probably not, but they have 1973 celebrity cut signatures. So it must be from celebrities. They cut their signature and then put it on a card. Let me see here. Looking through those final 225. Yeah, there's just like so many rookie cards I'm looking through. See Royce Lewis rookie card. Just some guys that I know. Bobby Witt Jr. rookie card. That'll be a good one. A Spencer Torkelson rookie card. Who else here that I've heard of? There's so many guys I haven't heard of. Then you have just normal guys in there. I see a Yu Darvish, Ryan Mountcastle, Eric Hosmer, Nick Castellanos. I mean, just right. I don't know how they choose who's in the, you know, was in the base or in the first series, I mean, and then the second series, the high number. I don't know how they choose that. So if somebody knows, write in and let us know. It'd be great. RippingWaxPacks@gmail.com. Let's see here. Just trying to see if there's anybody else I know. Well, the SPs, the short prints from 701 to 725. I was correct about that. Those are short printed. And there are guys like, let's see. Guys like Kyle Schwarber's in there. Clayton Kershaw's in there. Then there's some rookies that I've never heard of. But those short prints are they're kind of fun to try to chase because they're just, I think they said there's over 200,000 of the, you know, regular high number cards produced, and there's only 71,900 some copies of the high number, so they're a lot harder to get. So it's cool when you get those. A lot of those gimmicks and different inserts. You know, Shohei Ohtani is going to be on a lot of those. That's the one people are looking for. We got Tatis and Alonso and Trout, those guys. They put those big names, a lot of Acuña, Harper, Wander Franco, those guys. It says that they give all these estimates. I'm just looking right now of how many cards were printed of these certain gimmick cards. I'm just looking at the high number series action image gimmicks, just for an example. There's different cards and different inserts, but that one, they said there's 1,125 high number series action image gimmicks. That's it. So I think that's probably of each player, but that's not a lot really. So those are really hard to get. So we'll be looking for all kinds of superstars. We'll be looking for rookies, insert cards. Stiffs, don't care. We just love busting open wax packs. So go over to the YouTube side and we'll bust a few of these packs of 1973 looking Topps Design 2022 high number Topps Heritage cards. So check it out over on YouTube. Well, hello, y'all. If you're on YouTube, I'm waving to you, saying hi. Here is our box, our blaster box of Topps Heritage 2022 high number baseball. It's purple on the bottom as compared to, I actually have another, or I have the actual blaster box of the regular first series Topps Heritage 2022 here in front of me. I just happened to have one of those two. I must have bought them at the same time. So one's got like a bluish color at the bottom and the sides with some different players on it. And then the one that we're looking at now is got, it's purple. So that's the way you can tell the difference. So let's open it up here. Let's see here. Look for real one autographs and relics. may contain redemption cards with expiring dates or expiration dates. Let's open this up. Let's see how many packs we have in here. Man, I love opening cards. So we're opening them up here. It says 72 cards. Unless you get something that's thick, like an insert card, sometimes there'll be less cards in each pack. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 packs. And that would be 9 cards. Packs with a special insert may contain only 5 to 8 cards. So let's open a few of these. At least 3, maybe 4. Let's do 4 packs. Then I'll do 4 later myself. All right, here we go. We got yellow and green on the front. And it has, oh, they have all different players on them. So it looks like we got a Clayton Kershaw. We got a Judge. Pretty cool. We got, I don't know who that guy is. Who that guy is? That's, I think that's Byron Buxton, maybe. So that's one we're opening first. It's neat that they have different players on. Sometimes you have the same player on the front of every one of them. All right, let's open her up. We got Hunter Green, rookie card. That's cool. I know this is like a couple years old now, but there's Hunter Green, rookie card. We got Nate Pearson. Oh, and so you know, I said this before, that they look like the 1973 Topps design, so they're just white border. It's got that circle with that has a different color on a lot of the cards with a like a shadowed outlined person down there in the corner, in the right corner. Pretty cool looking. This guy's an outfielder, so he's that shadow's making like a jumping catch in the outfield. Then it's got their name and what team they play for and their position. Then the back, it's black all the way around and border with the yellow where the stats are. It's got the number of the card in a baseball, like a lot of times. A little bit about that player and their Major League batting record. These are really cool cards. I love that look on the back. So that guy was Luis Barrera. Got Trey Mancini. Josh Donaldson. He had hit some prodigious bombs at times. Cole Tucker. Keston Hiura. Rylan Bannon, rookie card. Don't know him. Remember, we got the RC for rookie card. Glad Topps does that so we know. Elijah Montero, another guy I've never heard of. All right, next pack. This one's got Clayton Kershaw on the front. And it has these players, and it's like an artist's rendering of it. All right, here we go. We got Gerardo Parra. Jose Urquidy, Jose Trevino, Carlos Cookie Carrasco, Sean Gunther, rookie card, James Karinchak, Mr. Nervous on the mound for the Tribe, Guardians, Andrew Benintendi on the Yankees there, Garrett Crochet or Crochet, not sure how you say that. Garrett, Jackie Bradley Jr. All right, next pack. This one's cool. It's got Judge on the front. Looks like he is, I can't remember that guy's name. The first baseman, somebody's going to, I got it right on the tip of my tongue. I'll think of it. Anthony Rizzo. So it's Judge and Rizzo on the front of it. Pretty cool there. All right, let's open this one up, see what we get here in this pack of 9 cards, unless there's an insert, and it's a little bit less. Be cool to get that. Got rookie card Edward Cabrera. Andrew Stevenson. Ooh, we got a cool refractor card. This is the same guy, Garrett Crochet, wasn't sure, and it's numbered. 35 out of 673. So, look at that card. Pretty cool looking. And then on the back, as you can see, if you're on YouTube, there you can see it's numbered with a little gold stamp on it out of 673. So, there's only 673 of this card made. Pretty cool. Career highlights insert. It's a comics card. That's really cool. Look at that. It's got Alex Bregman. It's got cartoons of him. Baseball comic tells about him. pretty neat. Look it on YouTube if you're not. Look at that one. Ooh, this is cool. Nolan Ryan sets single season strikeouts record. It's a special card, special insert with Nolan Ryan. It looks so young from that year. This was 1973. So he had 383 strikeouts. In that game, he passed it and got to 383 strikeouts for the most ever in a season. Jason Krizan, rookie card. Don't know him. Tommy Romero. Corey Seager, great clutch player. Helio Ramos. Last pack here. Sure, you got a catcher on the front. Somebody wants to write in and tell us who that is. I'm not sure who that is. It's on Kansas City. Kansas City's catcher. Kansas City's catcher. And in 2022, that might have been Salvador Perez, maybe. Great hitter. Not sure. Nick Gordon. Got Ethan Roberts, rookie. Got Jack Flaherty. We got a Jack Lopez rookie card, and it's in black and white. I don't know if you call that flip stock. I don't know what that is. No, I don't think that is, but it's in black and white, except where it says rookie card, and then at the bottom, like, his picture's in black and white. That's like an insert. Alex Manoa. Mitch Garver. Got George or Jorge Lopez. Never sure which way to say it. Carlos Rodon. And Simon Mazziotti. And there's our packs. And those are really cool. Love those cards. Really neat to get that one of Nolan Ryan too. And the comics card of Alex Bregman. So always fun to open those wax packs there. And we'll go finish up the podcast. We appreciate you tuning into the YouTube side and watching us bust open the packs. It's always a great time. All right, we're back here. Before we get going here, I wanted to share a story that our buddy Bill Harrington sent in. He was telling me about something that he wanted to tell me. And he sent me an email at rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. And I thought it'd be great for the show, how baseball worked in his life. It's pretty amazing. Listen to this. In 1980, I was looking for a job, says Bill. I saw an advertisement for a division cost accountant in North Carolina. I had worked in the cost department as a clerk, but figured, what did I have to lose? So I did the best I could with my experience and sent them a resume. To my surprise, I got a call for an interview. They had to arrange airfare and hotel for me. I didn't have the financial resources to make the trip. You'd have thought that would be a red flag for them, but they set it up. It was a typical interview that lasted close to 6 hours. I talked at length with the manager, toured the plant, did the personnel loop, meeting probably a dozen people, including the controllers. Survived might be the best description of the day. We went to lunch and had a little time before I had to get back to the airport to fly home. The manager noticed I lived in Columbus, Georgia. He then mentioned he was from Lynette, Alabama, area originally. Lynette is roughly 40 miles from Columbus, both a couple hours from Atlanta. Sorry, Bill, if I said Lynette wrong. He asked if I went to any Braves games. I obviously said yes. As we've said before, Bill is a huge Braves fan. He said he did as well. I described driving up on Sunday, buying my ticket at the gate, and making a day of it. He said he did the same, with one exception. He drove up one evening, but the game was a complete sellout. He couldn't get a ticket anywhere, so he drove back home. He thought it was odd because it was a midweek game. Once he relayed that experience, I said, Braves Dodgers. Denny Lemaster pitched for the Braves and Sandy Koufax for the Dodgers. Braves won it 2-1 on a walk-off homer from Eddie Matthews off the right field foul pole in the bottom of the ninth. My thing just went away on me here. He thought for a second and said, that was the game. Matthews hit the homer around the time they got back to Lynette. The interview ended and I flew home and waited to hear. I was not optimistic. My resume was thin and that was being generous. They called me the next week and offered me the job. I was very happy and accepted on the spot. After a month, I had a meeting with the manager that hired me. It was the standard, how's the transition to the new job and city? I said things were great and I was enjoying the challenges of the new job. My biggest issue was figuring out their terminology. They were almost entirely computer driven. That was brand new for me. We were about done and he looked me directly in the eye and asked, "Do you know why I hired you?" I said something to the effect of, "You must have been impressed with the depth of my knowledge and resume." He laughed almost to the point of tears. I did not expect that, but then he continued. He interviewed over a dozen people for the job. According to him, most were substantially more qualified than me. I was a little taken back, but I asked, "Then why'd you hire me?" He said, "It was the Braves game. If I could remember every detail with that level of specificity for a baseball game, I could remember pretty much anything. So baseball and one single Braves game in particular launched almost a 40-year career as a cost accountant." That's amazing. Just a little story about how knowing stats and knowing baseball and having a love of the game got him in a door, because the other guy was a Braves fan, and got him in that door and started him with his career with that job. It's pretty amazing. Thanks, Bill. We really appreciate that story. That's awesome. If y'all have any stories like Bill, or you just want to tell us a story about your life or about anything that you're dealing with or sports, and hopefully your cards and baseball cards and your favorite players and just anything you want to talk to us, we can make this about sports. We can make this about life. Just email us at rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. You could also go to our Facebook page. You can message us there. It's Ripping Wax Packs. And on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. And remember to check out our other podcast, CV's 10 to Check Out. It's a music podcast that comes out once a month. That one's getting a lot more popular, so check it out, and you can email us there to tell us what you think. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. And again, thanks, Bill, for that. I appreciate when you give us those stories, and with your experience in the card business and with sports and life, we love to hear those things from you. We'd love to hear from you as well out there, listener, so get a hold of us. This has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs Podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and keep God first in your life. Have a good one.